It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about the work of a nonprofit resource center coaching people with neurodegenerative conditions on using brain-healthy techniques to improve quality of life. Join in with your questions about brain health, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Rolf Luloff is co-founder of the Brain Center of Green Bay and a retired orthopedic surgeon. Dr. Luloff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
Your center offers free coaching for people to reduce symptoms of neurodegenerative conditions. And you say it is essential to stimulate the brain. And one way to do that is through human touch, like hugging. Why are these techniques effective?
Hugging and actually moving, movement by itself, but hugging, number one, it's joyful to most people. Number two is when you are physically moving, that movement, your muscles put out chemicals that help the brain. One specifically, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. It comes from the muscles. It goes into the bloodstream. It goes to the brain, and it helps form new brain cells, and it helps to solidify the connections between brain cells. And that's how our brains work, by those things.
Techniques to stimulate the brain, like you mentioned, moving and exercise and focus. Sometimes it's called neuroplasticity techniques. How are these techniques different from other ways to enhance brain health?
There are so many techniques that are good. Healthy nutrition, avoiding stress, getting good sleep, all of these things contribute to your brain health. Doing things that are positive stimulation for your brain, playing the piano if you can, or doing things like that. And actually socialization, getting out with somebody. I'm always impressed when I go out for a run that I see people, and it's usually ladies, women, walking, and they're talking nonstop. They're socializing. Frequently, they're talking with their hands as much as with their voices. But it's a joy to see that, because this is stimulation for our brains. We have to take charge of our brains. If we let our brains just run by themselves, sometimes you have good habits, but oftentimes you have bad habits. We can take charge of our brains, but it's an awareness of who we are, what our needs are, and taking action.
So by walking and talking, and I can just see two people at a clip and their arms going, that's really doing two really beneficial things for the brain at once.
Absolutely. If you eat well and you've got the fuel on board, and then you go out and you socialize, you breathe fresh air, you see a beautiful sunset or sunrise, you say, wow. This makes me feel good. We have an opportunity to feel good from so many things, but we have to take charge of that. And lifestyle makes a huge difference in that regard.
The brain is super complex, as you're aware. What are scientists learning about the brain's ability to adapt to injury?
Well, our brains will adapt to many, many things. They adapt to our aging. If we don't take charge of them, granted, we are going to get older. But there's no reason to quit. And so you find the activities that turn you on. Not everybody's going to be a runner. But get out and walk. Socialize. Keep moving. If you're homebound, keep moving in the house. Practice sitting and standing. With a good chair, and up and down and up and down. Every time you sit down, stand up three times, but have a chair that is makes it safe, because falling is never allowed. So you have to be in control. You have to have the information of what to do, and then you have to do it.
We're talking with Dr. Rolf Luloff, co-founder of the Brain Center of Green Bay, retired orthopedic surgeon, as we examine brain health and what techniques are good for our brains. Dr. Luloff, a study that was published recently in the Lancet Journal of Neurology says a test of spinal fluid may predict who's likely to develop Parkinson's disease years before the onset of symptoms. How could earlier detection affect treatment plans?
We have an epidemic of neurological diseases, be it Alzheimer's, be it Parkinson's, being aging and not maintaining the sharp mental sharpness that we have. There's good evidence that we can make some difference. The problem is, if you don't know what's going on, are you alert to do something about it? My wonderful wife, Anne, lost her sense of smell at age 36. Hmm. Little did we know that was her first sign of Parkinson's disease. It took 13 years until she developed the shakiness and the classic signs. If we could make a difference for these diseases early on, it would be helpful. We know we can make a difference if we have a healthy lifestyle. Is that a guarantee we'll never have a Parkinson's or Alzheimer's? No, it's no guarantee. But statistics show if you have lived a really healthy life, keep your weight under control, be physically active, and socially active, do the right things, and don't drink alcohol, or if you're going to drink alcohol, make sure you limit it, because it's a toxin to our brain. Stress is a toxin to our brain. If we are nervous all the time, find ways to take control of your life with healthy activities.
What are some activities that you are able to do at the center for the people who come in seeking resources?
Ordinarily, our first visit with people that are seeking resources will last a half or an hour to an hour and a half. It's getting to know them and understand their needs, because we're all different, but they're also understanding us. So you build trust with those people. Because do I have all the answers for everybody? No, but we have good ideas and scientific evidence that a lot of these things will indeed help. One of the latest things right now is our intestinal tract, our guts, and the bacteria that are in there. There's trillions of bacteria in our intestinal tract. There are good bacteria and there are bad bacteria. And what we eat has a lot to do with which bacteria are going to work well. It's not just taking bacterial supplements. It's choosing the right foods to eat for our individual needs. So we have to know ourselves, but then we have to take charge. We have to get the information. So we'll sit down and talk to people and explain all this.
In terms of diet, you have said to add coconut oil or fat to diets, advising people with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. What impact does fat have on the brain, on brain health?
Our brains and our bodies need fuel. Our brains weigh about 3 pounds. That small amount of It's amazing our brains can do everything they do, but they're very complex. But they are energy eating. They use a lot of energy. They use 20% of the energy in our body is involved 24 hours a day in making our brains work. So we have to get good fuel. The safest, the best fuels are simple glucose, but not too much, and healthy fats. If you have healthy fats and you have healthy carbohydrates, But that's the key. It's got to be healthy. And we're all different. Some people are very sensitive to certain types of food. So you have to understand that. Some people, the grains, some people, the grains can be very hard on the intestinal tract. So you have to get the fuel into your brain. And if you don't get good fuel into your brain literally is starving. And we see that. Studies show that people with Alzheimer's disease, their brains often are starving. Hmm. And so you've got to find a way to get the healthy fuel. That's where the healthy oils, the coconut oil and things like that, have been shown to be helpful for certain people. And that's the key for certain people. And to know, you don't want to put too much coconut oil into your body, especially over a short period of time, because it may go right through your gastrointestinal tract and you may need a bathroom.
That's another issue, right? We only have a few seconds left, but I just want to return now to caregiving. Your wife, Anne, who had Parkinson's disease, you took care of her. What encouragement and positive interactions can you talk about between caretakers and a person with a neurodegenerative disorder?
We all need care partners. Hmm. Hopefully, our situation with Anne, we were in love all of our life, and we learned to hug. We learned to laugh. We learned to turn challenges into a positive experience with all of the tools that we can have. So we kept moving as much as we could. And with her Parkinson's disease, she got to the point she was really struggling. She fell 3 times in a year with major injuries. Mm. And we found by safely exercising, we went 9 years without a single fall. That's profound. And we found safe ways to do it.
Dr. Lula, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. We welcome being of help.
Retired orthopedic surgeon Rolf Luloff, co-founder of the Brain Center of Green Bay. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.